The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Houston, Texas. In today's continuation of the Gospel narrative, in which Jesus is preparing the 12 for their first apostolic mission, he gives more instruction and guidance, saying, "Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick." Now, how many of us would dare to go on vacation or a business trip or even just out of the house with only the clothes on our back, with no money or credit card, no GPS, no car, no cell phone? It would be a disaster. We wouldn't be able to function. Of course, the apostles were not being sent on a vacation, but on an apostolic mission, which had certain characteristics and made certain demands. Their goal, after all, was supernatural. And so their means to achieving that goal needed also to be supernatural. And it's clear from the Lord's instructions that the most essential spiritual weapon for the 12 was trust in God. So by instructing the apostles to rely completely on God's providence for their material needs, Jesus was teaching them that the message was more important than the delivery system. I mean, the message was simple: announce the presence of the kingdom of God. Their delivery system was to be their presence and their voice and their witness. And that would be powerful enough to assure the acceptance of their proclamation as truth. I mean, isn't it true that the proclamation of the gospel can be obscured by the way its message is communicated? Modern means of communication are usually helpful, often delightful. We try to make good use of them in all forms of communication, including catechesis and instruction in the faith, etc. But at the same time, I mean, think about it. When the gospel is wrapped up in exciting videos, energetic, frantic music, compelling, entertaining stories, do we not risk substituting emotional and superficial stimulation over the power of the unfiltered Word of God? Don't we risk putting the means of communication and the delight and interest it may bring over the message itself? It may be the case that in the not-too-distant future, as parishes are put under greater financial strain due to low attendance, diminishing donations, that we will have to strip away some, if not all, of these trappings and get back to the simple proclamation of the gospel. I'm not sure that would be such a bad thing. St. John Chrysostom commented on this verse of Scripture, saying that Jesus' instructions has three effects. One, it frees the apostles from suspicion. They will go out as poor men and return as poor men. Their only riches will be the word proclaimed. Secondly, it frees the apostles from all material worries, so they may give their whole time and attention to preaching the word. Since they don't have anything, there's nothing to distract them from their task. Third, it teaches them the trust that God has in them, that he's confident that they will be good instruments for his providence and for his grace. There are lessons to be learned in that for you and for me and for our institutions. So maybe this can be a time of real purification and reimagining, helping us to get back down to the basics, the unfiltered Word of God and its consequences in our life. And to grow in a complete and trust in God, complete trust and confidence in God. We can never have too much. In this time of insecurity and uncertainty, one thing is certain: the love of God and his providential care for all his children. So let's always trust in that truth and live it with assurance. May God bless you.